The USDA's National Institute for Food and Agriculture has selected Kansas State University to serve as a center for efforts to improve U.S. winter wheat varieties. The university received $1 million to establish the International Wheat Yield Partnership's Winter Wheat Breeding Innovation Hub. K-State will lead the effort to evaluate research findings from several IWIP projects that contribute to significantly improved wheat yields. Hub partners will seek ways to stack or combine desirable traits from those projects into elite winter wheat varieties for U.S. growers. Desirable traits may include genetic improvements that make winter wheat more resistant to pest, disease, or drought, thus improving its yield potential. Edward Okunov, a K-State wheat geneticist and the project's principal investigator, said that stacking desirable traits called trait packages in wheat varieties helps researchers deliver key yield traits to U.S. growers as quickly as possible to reverse the declining trend of winter wheat acreage and add significant economic value to the U.S. and global wheat industries. Okunov said the hub is a public-private partnership between national and international wheat breeding programs, government officials, and industry. He said this partnership is established to maximize the value of research investments for the benefit of global agriculture by translating research findings into commercial breeding products. Okunov said to fully implement these advances in breeding programs, we must put together a systematic effort to transfer traits to elite lines that are relevant to regional breeding programs. Grain yields are critical for global food security. State wheat growers and commodity groups consider increasing grain yield at the farm level as one of the main priorities for the industry. He said members of the new hub will test findings from IWIP projects to build trait packages for higher yielding winter wheat. He believes K-State is the right place to work on winter wheat, noting the university has one of the most productive winter wheat breeding programs in the U.S. Since the early 1990s, K-State has released more than 40 winter wheat varieties. The university has greenhouse space, growth chamber facilities, and research fields for screening preliminary and advanced lines. He said the combined expertise, capabilities, infrastructure, and germplasm to conduct this type of work already exist here. He noted the university's close work with the USDA's Agricultural Research Service and the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, both located in Manhattan. According to Justin Gilpin, CEO of Kansas Wheat, this is an important time for wheat, and the timing of this project coincides perfectly with the investment Kansas farmers are making into wheat at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center and K-State. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.